I'm going to make sure that my TV audience know that I take credit for Kevin Cole because you started off playing with me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take credit for Luke Collier because he was one of my proteges too. So I'm going to take credit for him.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to dump you out of my TV audience and I'm going to pray Luke Collier in my TV audience.
I get kicked to the curb for Luke. Dan, for every Luke Collier, there's a Kevin Cole.
All right. Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike. We made this, y'all. I just finished up my interview with Kevin Cole, one of my proteges. I ain't let him get away out of me taking credit for him. Now I'm going to take credit for Luke Collier here. Tell him about your baseball career.
I grew up on the south side of Chicago, playing Little League baseball at Rose and Little League. Went to CVS High School.
Forget that. Talking about Coach Maiden.
Coach Maiden. Funny Coach Maiden story. You want me to tell the story?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, tell. I want to hear it anyway. I might edit it out, though, but I want to hear it.
We're on a trip to Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Tennessee takes 12 hours to get there. It took us 28 hours to get there. We riding on one of Coach Maiden's yellow buses. It's in the heat of the summer. It's probably 98 degrees outside. Coach Maiden tells us, we stuck in the middle of the highway. The bus stops in the middle of the highway now. We waiting on AAA or somebody to come get us. We like, man, we hot, man. Turn on the air. He like roll down the windows. We stuck there for about 3-4 hours. Just stuck, man. Burning up. We didn't strip down to our shorts and no shirts
on. TV?
But that's a funny Maiden story.
It actually was an accident on the highway to shut traffic down. Okay. So, I mean, you know, you played in the big leagues, though. I mean, we're here just signing for some of these elite baseball players. And, you know, I had to sit there and kind of laugh on the inside because I saw Kevin Cole giving the speech, so on and so forth, where they're helping getting these kids into colleges. And for years, I did the same thing out of the goodness of my heart for free. And now he's turned back around and you guys in that position to be helping these young inner-city kids.
Well, you know, those guys like you that was, a trailblazer for, you know, what's going on now, just giving us opportunities to play baseball, you know, all summer long and travel and get exposure. You know, the both of us got drafted and was able to, you know, have careers in baseball. And, you know, it's coming back full circle where we can come back and give back to the kids and give them opportunity. Today was a great day for inner city baseball. 12 kids getting Division I scholarships. It's just a testament to, you know, guys like yourself, Kevin Cole, and myself that really love the game and passionate about it.
I think it's more of a testament when you see these young men signing these letters of intent. When we look at the decline of African-American baseball players in Major League Baseball, and we see the half of the players drafted in the Major League draft this past year were African American. So I think that also bodes well getting kids in on the entry level in order to get them to the big leagues.
I mean, just overall, just having more kids playing. You know, the inner city always had talent. You've seen it over the years. You've been doing this 20 plus years. You've seen kids with all kind of talent. I just think that talent needed to be cultivated, you know. Like I said before, we was able to go out and really learn the game at a high level and come back and really polish up the tools of the kids that's here, you know, point them in the right directions, let them know, they have to have work ethic, and just teach them the finer things about the game. And, it, you know, that translates into Division I scholarships and guys getting drafted and getting, you know, able to play at a higher level. So, you know, I just think that, you know, more guys should come back and help these young kids because, you know, these kids need an opportunity and an outlet to, you know, get out of Chicago and see the world. I know that changed my life, just being able to just go and see the world. And baseball was the vehicle that got me there.
And more importantly, we got a long way to go.
We do. I mean, it's just the beginning, man, but it's a good start. You know, I have youth teams. You know, we got youngins that's 7 years old that's playing. I'm just more excited about the interest that's stirred now. And I think, you know, hopefully that it will continue.
Coach on the road talking baseball for all of those you young aspiring baseball players.